Please open up your Bibles to Psalm 121. Psalm 121, a song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Well, in a complex and broken world, many people feel uneasy traveling. They aren't necessarily afraid to travel in of itself, but they're concerned that they could possibly get into some sort of accident on the road. A few months ago, I read that in developed countries, a car accident is the sixth most likely cause of death. This ranks well over many common but serious health conditions. Holidays and vacations are a great time of fun and fellowship, but they also bring with them a much higher likelihood of a tragic accident. For example, last year, the Seton Hill lacrosse team was going on a trip for a game. The game wasn't even that far away, but even so, the team got into an accident, and the bus driver and the young coach and her unborn child were tragically killed. Every spring, colleges like Geneva and various other schools around the country send busloads of students on mission trips, training camps, and vacations, not to mention all the students that just drive home. Faithful believers pray diligently for these students because they realize that there is a danger in travel. This is the context of our psalm this morning. Psalm 121 is one of the Psalms of Ascents, and it is commonly known as the Traveler's Psalm. In this psalm, we see the psalmist traveling to Jerusalem. Now, as a faithful Jewish man, he would have traveled this journey 3 times a year. He knew that the journey was very dangerous, and so he's praying that the Lord would preserve him from the dangers that he may face on the journey. Now, friends, like the psalmist, you may too at times think, well, what if I'm on the road to Florida or Alaska or California? What if I get into an accident? Who will help me? Well, friends, you need not live with this sense of anxiety or fear, for our text this morning tells us that the Lord is our help in times of trouble. The Lord Jesus Christ is with you at all times, and he will protect you from the dangers of the world. So trust that the Lord will keep you. He is your helper. Trust that the Lord will keep you. He is your helper. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is your keeper and the keeper of all those who trust in him. Look at verse 5 with me. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. Now, the idea of Christ being our keeper is not a new concept. In fact, we see this throughout the Old and New Testaments. But what does it mean for Christ to be our keeper? Well, first, let's take a look at what a keeper is. According to one popular English dictionary, a keeper is a person charged with the responsibility for the preservation and conservation of something valuable, or a person who guards or watches, as at a prison gate. Now, there are many kinds of keepers displayed throughout redemptive history, and we see them in the scriptures. There are keepers of sheep or shepherds. There are keepers of vineyards, keepers of the gate, keepers of the king's forest, and keepers of prisons, or prison guards as we know them today. These various keepers have the title of keeper because they are responsible for keeping, protecting, and nourishing that which they keep. Now our text in verse 5 tells us that Christ is our keeper. Christ is our keeper because he protects us, he guides our steps, and he sends his Spirit to nourish and encourage us. I grew up in a small farming community in central Pennsylvania, and many of my friends had sheep. But it wasn't until I visited rural Northern Ireland that I really understood what it means to be a shepherd or keeper of sheep. You see, once a sheep's wool grows past a certain length, it's able to retain a lot of water. And this creates a major problem because at night, after the sheep lay down to sleep, their wool begins to fill with a lot of dew. So much dew that in the morning, they're unable to rise back up to their feet. And so the farmer or shepherd must go out every morning and lift each one of the sheep back to their feet, or else they'll die. You see, sheep cannot care for themselves. They need a shepherd, a keeper of sheep, to protect and to provide for them. And like sheep, we too need a keeper. But our keeper is that great shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ. And he provides for you and keeps you in a much greater way than an earthly shepherd ever could. And because he is your keeper, he will never allow you to stumble and fall. Look at verses 3 and 8 with me. Verse 3. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. And verse 8. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Historically, the Jews would sing this song among the other psalms of ascents as they traveled on their route to Jerusalem. Now, the road to Jerusalem was treacherous, and at one point in the journey, they're over 1,000 feet above sea level, and at another point, they're over 1,000 feet below sea level. There are sharp turns and steep cliffs, and many places where their feet could stumble. But we see in our text that the psalmist is faithfully looking to the Lord. He knows that the Lord will not allow him to stumble and fall. Whether he's heading to Jerusalem or whether he's heading back from Jerusalem, he knows that the Lord is there to guide his steps. Now again, this doesn't mean that there won't be times in your life when you go through trials or suffer. For we know that the Christian life is often filled with struggles and suffering. But you see, no matter what providence the Lord brings before you, he will never allow you to stumble and fall. 2 years ago, I had the privilege of working for a home nursing agency in the Pittsburgh area. And I worked as a caregiver and I cared for two elderly men. One of the men that I cared for, and just for fun, let's call him Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith suffered polio as a child, and he was able to have a relatively normal life. But as he grew older, the weaker polio leg made it difficult for him to walk sure-footed. And so when I would be at his house taking care of him, and he needed to walk somewhere, he would often ask me to help him. He would often say, George. He never did get my name right. He would say, George, you're not going to let me fall, are you? And I would say, no, sir, I'm not going to allow you to fall. And that gave him comfort, a sense of comfort, comfort in knowing that someone was there to guide his steps so that he would not trip and fall. And you see, in this situation, it wasn't that Mr. Smith was holding on to me, but rather I was holding on to Mr. Smith, guiding his steps, not allowing him to stumble or fall. But Christ guides your steps in a much greater way than I ever could for Mr. Smith. Christ guides your physical and spiritual steps. He guides you in a perfect and eternal way. I could tell my client that I wouldn't allow him to stumble or fall, but I didn't really know what was going to happen in the future. And in reality, I could have taken 3 steps down the hallway and tripped and taken us both down. But you see, when Christ says, I will never allow you to stumble or fall, he means it. And his words are true and final. And though I held tight to Mr. Smith, Christ holds even tighter to you so that he will never allow you to stumble and fall. He also shields you from the dangerous elements of the world. Look at verses 5b and 6 with me. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. As we look at the context of our psalm, we must again think of the psalmist traveling on the road to Jerusalem. Again, the nature of the road itself was very treacherous and very dangerous. But we must also remember that the psalmist didn't have motor vehicles like we have today. And so if the sun was scorching hot, his skin could be burned. And if it was raining, he would get wet. And if it would be freezing cold at night, he could freeze to death. But in our text, we see the psalmist faithfully looking to the Lord with hope, trusting that the Lord would shield him from the dangerous elements around him. He said, "The Lord is the shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike me by day." See, the psalmist is trusting that the Lord would provide shade for him when the sun was scorching hot. But then he goes on to say that the moon would not strike him by night, as if to say, "The cold of the night will not overtake me, for my God is mighty to save." This protection that the psalmist enjoyed is the same protection that Christ offers us. And again, this doesn't mean that life will be easy, and it does not mean that we will never suffer or have times of trouble. The text tells us that God gives us the things that are good for us, the things that help us to grow in Him. Not the things that we necessarily want, but the things that we need, the things that are good for us. During the 1950s, many people throughout the country purchased and built fallout shelters, or bomb shelters. They purchased these shelters to provide a place of protection during a time of great trouble. For example, some citizens in Kansas have shelters like this to protect themselves from tornadoes. They can climb in the shelter and find a safe place to ride out the storm. Others purchased shelters that were reinforced with concrete and metal, so that if an enemy nation was to attack, they would have a place to go where they could be safe. These shelters do offer a great deal of safety and security during a time of great trouble, but they don't even compare to the safety and protection that our Lord Jesus Christ offers those who know Him. For Christ protects us in a much greater way than an earthly fallout shelter ever could. He protects our physical bodies, but more importantly, He protects our souls. And this protection guards us as we weather the various storms of our lives. In verses 3 and 4, we see that the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. This means that no matter where you are, no matter what time of day or night it is, the Lord is always there protecting you from the elements around. Ultimately, nothing made by man can preserve your life. Only the Lord can save. And only the Lord Jesus Christ guards and protects you from all evil. Look at verse 7 with me. "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life." So in the first part of this verse, we see that Christ will keep you from all evil. But a better translation of the second half of verse 7 is, "He will keep your soul." So we see Christ not only keeping you from evil, but also guarding your soul. Now this verse would have been a great comfort to the psalmist as he traversed to Jerusalem. Not only would he have faced the dangers of the road itself, the treachery of the cliffs, but he also would have faced the dangerous elements around him. And he also would have potentially faced men who might want to do him harm. You see, during the times of year when the Jews would be traveling to Jerusalem, evil men would lay in wait in the brush along the road, waiting for the Jews. And they would jump out and attack the Jews and steal their money. And sometimes they would even murder them. And so the psalmist, looking at the text, the psalmist is concerned that one of these things could happen to him. But in our text, we see that the psalmist then faithfully looks to God to preserve him and protect him from this evil. And friends, this is the same hope that we have today. Hope in Jesus Christ. For if you were in Christ, He will protect and keep you from evil. Now this doesn't mean that seemingly bad things won't happen to you. There will be times in your life when you find yourself in situations that you would much rather not be in. You may even find yourself in a very dangerous situation. But remember that Christ will keep you from all evil. He will guard your soul. And He will guard and protect you for all eternity. The parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10 is a perfect example of the type of evil the Jews would have faced on the road to Jerusalem. Now, in the parable of the Good Samaritan, there was a man walking on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. This would have been one of the roads the Jews would have taken on these journeys. And on his journey, he was attacked and left half dead by robbers. A priest and a Levite passed by but refused to offer him aid. And then came the Samaritan who helped this man and saved his life. This man was a good neighbor, but he was also used by God to keep the injured man from evil. Now, some may argue that the man was not kept from evil because men had attacked him and nearly took his life. But I would argue that he was kept from the ultimate consequence of the evil. For the Lord used the Good Samaritan to preserve this injured man's life. And Jesus Christ protects you from all evil as well. When the text says that Christ will keep you from all evil, this doesn't mean that you won't suffer. It means that Christ will protect you and keep you from the things that are not good for you. Christ does not bring tough providences into your lives to hurt you. He causes these experiences in your lives for your good. In Romans 8:28, the Apostle Paul says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." So Christ works all things for your good. And so when you find yourself in times of trouble, remember that your help comes from Christ. Look at verses 1 and 2 with me. "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Here we look at the first two verses of our text. The psalmist is either most likely already on the road to Jerusalem, or he's just about to leave. And he looks up to the mountains and he thinks, of all these things that could happen, he thinks, well, what if I trip and fall on the road? Or what if the weather overtakes me? Or what if there are evil men that want to take my life? But then with great faith, he responds to his own question. He says, "My help will come from the Lord, the very Lord who made heaven and earth." And this is the same hope that you have. You have hope in Jesus Christ, and He will be your help when you are in times of trouble. Just as the psalmist looked to God in his time of distress, so can you look to Jesus Christ in your time of distress. But Christ doesn't just help you in times of physical distress. He also helps you in times of spiritual distress. Maybe there are times in your life when you're struggling with depression or anxiety or lack of faith. In those times of great despair, you will find Christ right there beside you, working as your helper. Now, Mr. Smith, the man that I cared for 2 years ago, would often feel a great deal of anxiety at night. After I helped him into bed, he would usually ask me a series of questions. Now, they weren't always the same, but they usually followed a similar theme. He would say, "George, what if I fall out of bed tonight?" I would say, "Well, Mr. Smith, then I'll help you back into bed." He'd say, "George, what if I get thirsty and need a drink of water? You know I can't walk very well." I would say, "Well, Mr. Smith, you just call out to me and I will get you a glass of water." Now, you see, Mr. Smith had various concerns of things happening to him throughout the night. And it gave him a sense of comfort in knowing that someone was there to help him in his time of need. While I was working with Mr. Smith, I feel that I was successfully able to meet his needs. But my ability to help Mr. Smith is minuscule compared to the way in which Christ helps His covenant people. Christ neither slumbers nor sleeps, and He is your helper 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. No matter what trouble you face, whether it be physical or spiritual, your Lord Jesus Christ is your helper, and He is mighty to save. So, brothers and sisters, when you find yourself in times of trouble, trust in the Lord who will keep your feet from stumbling, who will keep you from the elements, who will keep you from all evil, and who will keep your soul. Do you realize the importance of that last statement? He will keep your soul. Christians, if you are a new creature in Christ, if you've been given new life through Him, then what do you have to fear? What can man do to you? Friends, if you were in Christ, what is the very worst thing that could happen to you? Your physical bodies could be killed. And in reality, that's not an insignificant thing. But if a man were to kill your physical body, you would be reunited with Christ, who will keep you for the rest of eternity. The Apostle Paul said these words to the Philippians. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Trust in Christ. He will guard your steps. He will watch your coming in and your going out. He will keep you from all evil, and He will protect you from His and your enemies for all eternity. Jesus Christ, the living God, the personal God, the God that has experienced all the suffering and hardships that you have, has called you by name. You are His. So trust in Him. Now, to those of you who have not yet trusted in Christ, to those of you who have not yet accepted Christ as your King and your Lord, what is your hope in? Is your hope in your spouse, or your children, or your friends? Is your hope in yourself? Your family will fail you. Your friends will fail you. You will too fail at times. But Jesus Christ will never fail you. You need to place your hope in Jesus Christ, for He is the only one who will never fail you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in Him. Now is the time. Don't wait for tomorrow or the next day. Tomorrow or the next day could bring you utter destruction. Trust in the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your words that you have given to us. We thank you that your word brings light to our eyes and convicts us of our sin. We also thank you that the truth of your word brings healing and restoration to those that are seeking your face. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you that no matter where we are or whatever time of day or night it is, you are always there to keep us from all evil. Now we ask that you would keep us safe as we travel home this morning. We ask all these things in the precious name of your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.